thing that Priya mentioned that Nozomi shared with her the other day was that God brought the light at the beginning, like, let there be light, and the morning and the evening and so forth, day one, day two, day three, and on the fourth day, God put the sun and the moon. During the day, the sun to shine, and the night, the lesser light, smaller light. So on the fourth day, but there was light already. And on the third day, God already put upon the earth the trees and plants according to its seed. Yeah, that's interesting. So God, our Creator, our Father, is really all-wise, and He made everything, atoms, molecules, and the laws in the universe, creation. It works in preciseness inside the body, like human body, or even animals or other creatures. Many things are taking place with inside the body. Incredible things that scientists, biologists, they're discovering. Wonderful, amazing things. It's not possible without God. Without God, all these things came about. It's a witness of itself. All these creation, everything is speaking, declaring the Creator, that those who want to know the truth, they will come to the truth. It's there. Even before the writing came, scriptures came, those who wanted to know the truth, they came to know. There is a living God who knows the hearts of every man, and God reveals to that person Himself and the truth, the wisdom, the perfect way. And now we are more than the prophets of the old who had the Spirit of God upon them. We are much, much more. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We confessed with our mouth Jesus as Lord, and we believed, I, like you. God says, if you. So you need to say what God wants you to say, which benefits you. So to get to thou shalt be saved, delivered from the power of this darkness, the authority of the devil and the logos of the world and the cycle, the bad cycle of the life, the life of works, God says, and then enter into the happy land, heavenly land, blessed place, flowing with milk and honey. Everything is about the favor of God, that God does. He does all things. He does the works. That location, and the eternal life, and very happy life now here upon earth. Abundance, physically abundance, understanding abundance, rich in health, rich in time, healthy in finance, all blessings, all good words. God just asked us to say, you say that Jesus is Lord. And Jesus means Jehovah delivers. Jehovah saves. So He, God, Jehovah, named His Son that way. Jehovah saves, Yehoshua. So to confess Yehoshua, Jesus, as Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead. Not that God raised himself from the dead, but he raised his son from the dead. And it's not that God was dead 3 days and three nights and somebody else was running the creation. Wasn't the case. But the Creator, God, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, he raised Jesus from the dead. And he wanted to deliver mankind from the fall that had taken place by the freedom of will of Adam and Eve. And the lie, deceiving thing, logos of the serpent, false one, deceiver, and got you. Got them to accept that, believe that, and they walked in that, then fell, lost that life, the Spirit of God. But through Jesus, God knew all these things and had another perfect man, just like Adam before the fall, without sin, no sin weakness in the blood, genes weakness. So Jesus was born, so he was perfect, perfect man. So through one man, Adam, sin and death entered. Through another man, this is second Adam, Jesus, this life and grace, and this, again, the reconciliation by that Spirit of God, through that Spirit of God, the promise of the Father came to pass. And we are just like Christ, seated at the right hand of God. Because we are also, when we did that, Romans 10:9, we are at the right hand of God. That very moment, we are no longer under the dominion of the enemy, but they are under us. Suddenly, position drastically changed. We are far above all of the principalities, powers, and might, and dominions, and every name that is named, not even now, not even future. So you are really that kind of person, heavenly person. And God's intention is now to manifest, bring out, and show forth with mighty wisdom, full of impact, shaking the destruction of the enemy. Bringing down of the enemy, literally. These signs shall follow to them that believe. First thing is, in my name shall they throw out the devil with power, force, throw out the devil. That means the devils cannot do their assigned jobs. So these are things that we do. In my name, just like he did. He knew he was, he means Jesus, was the Son of God. Just as he knew who he is 2,000 years ago, who he was, and he knows who he is, shall they cast out, ekbalo, throw out, like ball, throw out the devils. And they shall speak in new tongues. We speak in tongues, which build us up, edifies, and that we will do all these wonders, miracles, the things that Jesus did, he encouraged, you shall do also. You shall do also, like all of us shall do. This is real. This is not story, nice book, novel. It's not that. It's real. You are the one that bring out heaven here upon earth and bring down the enemy, make them unemployed. They know who you are. And God will walk us through. Like, we may think, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? So God teaches us. God is smart. So our Father will walk us through. One step, second step, third step, like that. Lean not onto your own understanding. He says you don't need to exercise your own understanding or somebody else's understanding, somebody else's wisdom. But trust in Jehovah with all of your heart, all, not 50%, 99%, but all. We will trust Him, open our hearts all the way. And He will reveal, He will show us seamlessly and bring to pass those things which we are happy, blessed, through which we are encouraged. And we can know that there is really living God. This is not a fairy tale things we are doing. We are doing something that we, by doing, like fellowship or whatever, that we are just feel good about it. Just feel good about it, but nothing concrete is coming to pass. Come out from us, or we could see, smell, taste, and touch. God wants to bring into evidence. Manifestation of the Spirit. Manifestation, evidencing. God is interested in evidencing of the Spirit. Spirit you cannot see. But Spirit is energy, very, very powerful thing. God is Spirit. He put energy in one sun and billions and trillions of these stars. Like in Genesis, in the day 4, He made this sun and moon and talks about the sun and moon, what they're supposed to do. And at the end, God just put, and the stars also. Just like that. Just few words. But we know there are innumerable stars, innumerable galaxies. And God just said, and stars also, like that. Made the star also like that. So God, the Creator, must be having incredible energy. And He put in us the same thing, the Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in you. The Spirit of God that created, means God who created all these things, and God who raised up Jesus from the dead. That Spirit of God dwells in you. It quickens, make alive the mortal body also. So God is mightily working in us, mightily involved personally in our lives, both to do and to perform His good pleasure. His good pleasure for us to see in the senses world, senses realm, what He said, I have blessed you. Everything is blessing from God to the children of God, is all blessings. And it is not ordinary blessings, all spiritual, the top, the most, the highest blessings with all of that. And God wants to bring that thing out, manifest, evidencing in front of us, in front of each one of us, and in constant basis, in constant pace. And He will do this. We don't have to figure it out. Lean not onto our own understanding. Lean onto His understanding. And His understanding, it will come. He will bring it into us. So we practice. You know, Book of Acts, praxis, practice. We walk. Step one, two, three. And He will make our wonderful day. Today is the day that Jehovah has made. So He's made. He made for you personally. That's why we joy and rejoice in it. Literally, He means that. So we don't have to worry. Take no thought. No need to worry how this will happen, how that will happen. Preet Johnny's testimony about moving from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to St. Petersburg. Many things were there involved. But all these things were with perfection, precise timing. It just came to pass. That came to pass. That happened favorably. And that literally the Father takes care of you. So therefore, not to be anxious, worried. All things are done for us in our journey. It's everything is taken care. Everything is done. And He is walking us through. He is giving us every word that is benefiting us. Every word which is perfect, acceptable, good and acceptable and perfect is happening for us. Whether we feel like it or don't feel like it, whether we see it like that or don't see like that, doesn't even matter. That is the reality. And through you, God will save millions, billions through you. One Moses and millions of children of Israel get saved, delivered, set free from slavery, darkness, and then to prosperity. One person, now we have more than one person in this fellowship. And you know now that it is God, our Father. He will do this. He will give us the words to speak, idea, the inclination, stance. So we walk in it. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry now exactly what does it mean. He will give us understanding. Consider these things. Paul said to Timothy, consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding in all things. So Paul also encouraged Timothy that God's going to give you understanding in all things, 55% things, 30% things. We would be maybe happy 30% of things. But what God said through Paul's mouth, the words from God was that God's going to give understanding in all things. So we can relax. He will walk you through each day. And through you, millions. He will add. See, this is also simple. He will add to ecclesia, called out ones, such as should be saved daily. Daily. He will add to ecclesia daily, such as should be saved. We are seeing that here daily. Multitudes of such as should be saved are being added. And I don't know how it became like this. I have no, I mean, you know, like, I know that just doing whatever God is putting in my heart, and also that for me to open my heart to receive His idea, lean onto His idea, and to do that one day, 2 days, and to speak the words from His mouth. And that to make Him as the source, and walking one day, 2 days, like from years ago, just doing that, and really He's making it mightily happening, mightily, every day, so many multitudes are being saved, set free, signs, wonders, and miracles. Mighty miracles, signs. And like Krishna said earlier, that the believers and leaders that Krishna is with, they just know that devils are nothing. They're not afraid of these devils, evil spirits. They're afraid of them. They're running away. The sicknesses are running away. And they're also practicing to honor God. The benefit, they're practicing this sowing, the seed that God gives you for sowing, that portion, sowing, not the seed for eating. They're eating livelihood ones. God is not saying that you sow that also. But the sowing portion, which God gives to us for sowing, we sow first thing, not after considering the monthly expenses and many things of what I need and so forth. Before all these things, first thing, honor Jehovah with your substance and the first. So this is also wisdom of God. God said, if you want the benefit, then do this way. Because I made you rich. Very, very rich, wealthy. If you want to see that in front of your eyes, not just in your thoughts and mind, that we memorized these verses and inside our brain, but if we want to see it in front of our eyes and seeing that wealth, then he says, first, don't think about the other rest of the things first, but first to sow that seed, because God will give you that portion of sowing in your heart right away. Don't get that thing be stolen. Don't get that desire to sow those seed, that quantity which God gave us to sow, don't get it stolen. So, first thing, and we do that, execute that. So Krishna has been encouraging the leaders and the leaders to their leaders and so forth. And they are seeing mighty prosperity, everybody. Because this is truth. This is not, again, fairy tale. That God really wants to show the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ as a result of Jesus Christ, His sacrifice. Abound in this grace also. Though he was rich, wealthy, he was not poor. Jesus was not poor when he was walking with God. Signs, miracles, and wonders. People are delivered, set free, left and right. We have seen that those individuals who were set free and really turn to the living God and thankful to God for that freedom, deliverance, they honor God. Like we see that happening so many places. They will honor God with substance. Not just lips, thank you very much, like that only, but with substance. Married couple, couldn't have kids, many years. After 15, 20 years later, having come to know the living God and God, have built their faith, and then they are blessed with a child. They honor God with substance. We see that here in India, Nepal, like that. They will throw a party, big party. So at the time of Jesus, the same way. The multitudes were being set free through Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, by signs and wonders and miracles which God did through him. So the finance came to Jesus. So he appointed Judas Iscariot as the accountant, finance person. They had a lot of money. And for Judas to purchase land from finance that came through this way, if it is a small amount, they could have caught him right away. They wouldn't have money to travel. They wouldn't have money for the hotel, place to stay, food to eat, and many, many things. But it was abundance. That it was kind of invisible. So he was rich, son of God, and wealthy. Wealthy in the words from God, the food from God. It was wealthy he was in that way. And he was wealthy, totally free. No bondage. He was not ruled by the world. He was truly free, rich in freedom, wealthy in time, in everything. But the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice, one of the sacrifice's purposes or aim was that he gave everything away, his life, the last breath, so that we may be rich, wealthy. This is a serious point. So this is reality. And God says, now you don't have to manifest this wealth through the world's way, by the works, personal works, hard work, sweat and tears. That's over. That time is over. Now, by grace, so strong in this grace also, and it is very easy, very easy. Honor Jehovah with the substance and the first. Very simple. Just do that. First thing, don't do it the second thing, third thing. Other things first, then that is stolen. So, if we want to immediately tap into this benefit to bring out the heaven's wealth, we are rich, very, very rich. Sons and daughters of God seated at the right hand of God, our abode in the heaven. And God is wealthy, rich. To bring out the wealth is to hear this wisdom, hear God's wisdom. Father is telling us to do this very simple thing first. And seriously, we do it for your own, our own benefit. We will see, we will start evidencing the blessing of this wealth coming out before our eyes. Nothing to do with the world. Nothing to do with the economy of this world. Totally everything to do with heaven's economy. So to really experience, tap into this, we start sowing for our own benefit. First thing. And we hope in God. My God shall supply. Like Paul said, my God shall supply all of your need. And desires also is part of our need. What we want is a need, desire. According to His glorious wealth, riches in Christ Jesus. Glorious wealth, according to that. So we want to practice, because for us to move forward in this journey, we need to abound, all grace to abound, all favor to abound towards us, towards the sower who sows. That you always having all sufficiency in all things in this life here upon earth. That's a heaven's economy life, heaven's way, lifestyle. You are totally free. Totally free in this world. Not under this world's economy, financial system. You are totally free. Because according to His glorious wealth. And God will engage. He wants to engage in your personal life so mightily, with full strength, all grace. Means He will work totally, completely. And when God Almighty, who created the heavens and earth, He will with full force work for you, then you can sit down, rest, abound in all things, all sufficiency, 100%. All things may abound unto every good work, every good work. So this is also the fundamental, basic, which we are very much encouraging the believers, leaders in India, Nepal. We will talk about this. God inspires us to speak about this topic very, very often, so that they will continue to evidence the wealth, great wealth that God has blessed all the children of God. So that's what I want to share.